You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Remember glamour shots in the 90s?
I have them.
They were so bad.
They were so bad.
I had a baseball glove over my tiny little boobies. Oh,
Tell us more for some of us who
were alive
have been toddlers.
At glamour shots were this opportunity for ladies to go into a space and be tended to. I don't know if they
it's
if
like
they did
Olin
your hair,
Mills,
they did,
but for women to look all glamorous,
and they would just make you all sexy and
they had
shoot you.
I mean,
they
totally had a that you could pick from.
Yeah, and it was in the mall, and it was a thing for a while. But it can be well better, more done now. It really wasn't done well enough, though. I mean, people loved the experience
for the time,
of it.
I think it was really
yeah.
Fun
I mean,
and
I was
silly.
I was a photographer and I was working in a studio and all this other stuff. So I was like, that shit's horrible. Now I'm like, if it made people feel good and they got to get all pretty, shit, shut me the fuck up. You know,
I have a leather jacket off my one shoulder.
Of course,
and my
you
big
did.
Permed hair.
Yay! Don't get perms. Just don't get perms.
I know they're horrible. Coming back, but stop it.
Just stop.
But curls
no.
and such.
Curls are different than perms.
We won't talk about that anymore. We should talk about Opera Moto.
Yeah. Yay. What's that?
What is Opera Moto, you ask? I'm so glad she's here to talk to us
Yay.
About it.
Opera Moto.
Who are you?
I'm Christina Swanson.
Hello, Christina Swanson.
I'm representing Opera Moto.
And she does the singing thing with the high notes.
Sometimes.
I listened to her do some high notes over at a boxing event that we were at last week, and she was representing Opera Moto with a tenor. And they did a duet, and it was beautiful. And all of a sudden, she went to these notes. I was like, wow. Hello. But you heard the whole room. It was mainly tuxedos. You heard the whole room just kind of go, like she was going to fall off or something. But she was way
up. Oh, I was going to fall off. But the harness just, it didn't get shipped
dress.
In time.
No, peach dress.
Wait. Harness?
You had a harness?
No, not really.
Okay, just.
Lee.
What's going on?
I wanted to impress the ladies. So Opera Moto is a cutting-edge new opera company, and we do new interpretations of operas. For example, we did Don Giovanni set his Rocky Horror Picture Show with a lot of lingerie donated by Busted. Ever heard of it?
Oh, that was last year, wasn't it?
Two years ago.
I remember seeing photos of that being like, well done.
It was really, really cool. Yeah. It was in the old Carr Center.
Yep.
In an area that I still call Harmony Park.
Because it is still Harmony Park.
I don't really care what people want to call it nowadays, just like I call things Cast Corridor.
Me too.
I don't change well. So Opera Moto is awesome. And just for full disclosure, I'm on the board. Not for much longer, I don't think. Because I think it was only a two-year reign or whatever.
over the kingdom. I'm just a serf.
For now.
We're planning a coup. Don't tell Lee. Anyway.
So there is a big party happening here shortly. November 10th?
November 10th at the Motown Mansion.
What's that?
You know what? It's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah.
It is the mansion that was purchased by the owner, founder, and executive director of Motown Records.
Ooh. See? There you go.
Berry Gordy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So what's the name of the piece that's going to be on November 10th?
So this is called our Glitter and Be Gala. Yes, you heard correctly. Again, that's the Glitter and Be Gala.
I love it.
Yeah. Love. We have a wonderful evening planned for everyone who will come. We have about 10 different performers doing opera favorites. But not only that, we actually have some hosts. So through our witch powers, we have resurrected opera's favorite party girls from the dead. And they will be showing you around the mansion, offering you invitations.
I'm like, offering you what? It's like the Rocky Horror Picture Show with anticipation here.
A girl doesn't kiss and tell. I have a feeling that I might be casting a spell on myself to be one of the hosts, but who can never be sure? Mm. Hosted by Musetta from La Boheme, Violetta from La Traviata, and Kunigundi, which is hard to say, but I did it.
You did a great job.
I warmed up today. From Candide. It's going to be fabulous. There will be tons of wine, so if you have social anxiety, don't worry.
Yeah, we can knock that right out.
There will be lots of food, lots of incredible sponsors showing their amazing creations. Fun.
And where
Gala.
Can we get tickets?
Glitter.
Yep. Where do you get ticks?
On the web.
So we'll put
the World Wide Web.
Okay.
Operamoto.com.
The World Wide Web.
www.operamoto. That's M-O-D-O. It stands for, it means opportunity in Italian, not moto for the Motor City. Yeah, it's
Thank
okay.
You.
Yeah. We're diversifying the economy here, all right? Operamoto.com. You can buy tickets. Please come and play with us. It's going to be very, very fun, and you won't be scarred for life.
Or you will, and you'll like it.
That's right.
Yay.
Sometimes you will, sometimes you won't. I remember last Halloween, you guys did an opera over at the Scarab Club that was very, very scary.
It was terrifying.
It was
I'm still recovering.
Terrifying.
But it was a really great opportunity because part of our mission is to uplift the community. So we like to perform in a lot of different places. We've performed at the Scarab Club, as you mentioned, the Jam Handy, the Dosen Museum at Belle Isle, the Detroit nice. Historical Museum. We performed in
there was at a house.
A home.
House. What was that house?
It was the home of designer Monica Essen, and she directed La Cenerentola, which actually won some awards. It won Encore Michigan's Wild Award for Best Opera.
Yay.
Best, that means the best. Better than everything else.
Better than everything else. The number one. Listen, we've got some talent here in this city. And then they also bring in opera singers from other areas, too. This actually gives people stage time. The world of opera is kind of twisted in a way. You have to have money to be an opera singer, or you have to have someone who backs you because you have to pay for auditions.
There are very few patrons anymore.
Mm. Yeah.
Right.
You have to pay for auditions.
That's
and then
crazy.
You can't get auditions unless you have had X amount of stage time. So how do you get an audition if you don't have enough stage time and you don't have any money? It's kind of completely fucked up. So Operamoto helps people have the opportunity to gain stage time and to earn some money. It ain't much, but it's something. And we can go in and help them get their bank accounts a little bit heavier so they can pay these lovely, lovely people. And the performances are amazing. And they're right in your face. It's very intimate. All right, cool. So that's Operamoto. Look it up.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies.
Ladies.
It's Halloween.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we got some stuff happening. What's going on? How was the event the other night on Thursday?
It went great. We had about 30, 35 people there. Woo! It was moving, touching. It was – the lights didn't work, but that was okay. And just like weird stuff like that. But it was just right.
Give a quick recap for it.
So what we did is we did Awakened, Empowered, and Free.
Three. She likes things in three.
I know. Mm-hmm. From Victim to Victory. And it was a ritual to help heal some of the trauma that many people have experienced from sexual and other types of abuses. Mm-hmm. And it was just the love pouring out of everyone. It was truly interfaith. We had folks from the Renaissance Vineyard Church, and we had Buddhists, we had Wiccans, we had witches, we had shamans, it was great. It was just a good time. It flowed. It was quick. I said 45 minutes. Did I nail it at 45 minutes? It was perfect.
Cool.
Because it was kind of cold.
Yeah.
And
it was very cold that night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was. That was a.
It was Thursday night. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like how you had like the gathering of the different beliefs.
Yeah.
Right. That's important that we get all of that at the table, so they can share and help us release.
Yes.
Right.
And a lot of support. There was some amazing people who were there for support, that they weren't necessarily victims or now victors of trauma. They were just there to support the process and hold the space. And I have lots of little vials of water left over. So what we did is we did a guided meditation to help you find your inner voice, release the voice from that dark self that holds all of our pain for us. And we helped release some of that pain. And then that allows us to find that empowered voice. And then and we did some singing and chanting afterwards. And then from that singing and chanting, we started a blessing of water. And some of the water came from the Sacred Wells in Scotland, the Bridget's Sacred Wells in Scotland, which are at a crossroads, which is just holding that water was like buzzy. It was great. I got lots of great zings. And so we bottled some and put some in a bowl for us to anoint and bless each other after we charge it up. I have lots and lots of little vials of water.
So, ideas on what to do with the water.
Okay.
Well, let's chew on some ideas. I like the idea of anointing people who may not even understand that they're being anointed. And I'm not saying get people wet, but it's just the idea of if there's negative energy of where you are, open it. You know, put a little water somewhere because I believe in that kind of hippie energy.
I love it.
Yeah. And so, yeah, give me one of those. I want one.
Absolutely.
Two, three, four.
And one of the things we're thinking, we've got to put the pieces together over at the Candlewick shop since we have all these vials of water. I want to offer them for a donation that would go to a woman's shelter.
Oh, lovely.
That's
I like that. That's really powerful.
And,
yeah, I like that.
And so just give whatever it is you want to do and we'll just send that to a woman's shelter. I haven't picked which one just because – it's hard to pick. I mean, there's amazing places and I haven't circled back to zoom in on that one yet.
It'll come to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody will come to me and say, mine.
So, yeah. Right. So can I talk about kind of the same topic of, release?
Yes. But everybody has to start looking at the cameras because all you can see, I'm looking.
Oh, I don't care if you can't see me. Hey.
Hey.
Whoa, so the back of your head.
Yeah, well, whatever. So, okay.
I mean,
so
see me,
at the damn show this weekend, there are a bunch of Buteau type exercises and in performances that happen. Full disclosure, I'm the stage manager there. And I help the artists, you know, get their items there and get there and do their lighting, blah, blah, blah. And then so this one piece was really, really powerful. She was dressed in white, and then somebody had put black paint on her in parts, hand marks, right? Didn't necessarily understand what was going on until I saw the performance, right? So this is in the backstage. I'm watching this happen. She got on stage, and she reenacted her rape so she could release it.
Wow.
And it was so powerful.
Goosebumps.
Yeah. And then she lifted up this glass at the end. It was a pane of window and it said whore and it had all these words on it. And she couldn't wipe it off. And then she crumbled to the ground. And then the next piece that she did. So the next piece that she did, she had a bunch of words written on her, slut, whore, like all the degrading things that we call women. And then, you know, and she's dealing with this. She's fighting with it. She could see it. And then she puts on a blindfold. And then there's a bunch of markers out. And people were allowed to write on her.
Mm.
And people were crossing the words out and writing words of love and affirmation and support. And there were so many people in that space crying. Like, you know, like both of those pieces gave – I hope they gave her the release that she needed, but – she was telling so many of our stories, and it was just so powerful.
That is.
Oh yeah, and like, and it wasn't just, you know, it wasn't just women
look,
in that
look,
room
you did
crying
it to me right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I mean, there were like, you know, literally like the marker. Like there was just a handful of markers, and like as soon as people got it, like people were like, "Holy shit!" And people just swarmed this woman, and they're just writing all over her, and writing and writing, and scribbling and scribbling, and like lots of men doing this. And like one guy walked. I'm standing next to somebody, and you know I'm a stage manager, so I'm kind of like supposed to blend in, and I'm about to lose my shit. And somebody walked up to me, and he grabbed me, and we both just started crying, and it was just so powerful. And then there were other pieces this weekend where somebody was doing another release, like it was a transformation from, you know, black male energy. This is how I was reading it. This is not necessarily how it was supposed to be. And he's tearing off these things and he's breaking this mask. And then underneath is this beautiful white flowing uniform and outfit. So it was like the transformation from dark to light, the transformation from male to female, the transformation. Like it was just, there was just gender and sex and love. And it was just all just wow. So, such a powerful weekend. And then like all of it was just made you, it brought our stories out. And it was just really powerful. So having these opportunities and creating these spaces for people to do this and to feel it are so important. And they don't have to be large events.
Nope.
As long as people who are there and are connected are getting that experience, we can all do this. And we can all do this in multiple spaces anywhere we are. Yep.
I love that to the core of my being. That's beautiful.
Yeah. And then Satori Circus was there doing crazy things, which is all about
so much courage.
So much courage. So like these people are. And thank you for bringing that up. You're absolutely right, because, you know, I thanked them for being brave and having mm-hmm. the courage to be that mm-hmm. vulnerable. Mm-hmm. We live in a world where we don't want to be vulnerable because we don't want to be judged. And we don't understand that on the other side of vulnerability is strength and power. But we would rather just, you know, hide it, because the challenge to get there is so difficult to do that work. And instead, they stood on a stage and did it in front of all of us. And I don't think that they understood that they were speaking for multiple people, you know, until afterwards. Then they're like, whoa, because they felt the energy. They got the reception from that. Like, so it's really important to be that person to stand up and do it, and encourage everybody, you know, if you can, do it.
And so, to use your gifts, like she used her gifts to speak for other people. You guys are using your gifts and your platforms to create spaces for people in different ways, with events, with healing rituals that you know about, bringing people together. That's incredible.
There's so many ways to bring your voice to that whole process.
And give people permission to give their voice.
Yeah.
Like I give myself permission every day to do everything except eat that candy. But like, but giving some people need to be granted permission to do something, because or else they're spectators. They're known to, like, I'm supposed to stand on this side of the line and not do the thing. And I'm like, I'll always put my hand out and so touch me. I'm like, you know, come play with me. You know, I want to empower you, right? Or, you know, I believe in servant leadership, where you're pushing and nudging someone from behind. You know, just you create the path and let them walk it, you know, and sometimes they don't even know that they're doing it. And I think all of us have the power to do that, or maybe not. Maybe how about the ones that see this, that we do it, mm-hmm. you know? So,
yeah.
It's part of motherhood.
I ain't no mother, but I'm certainly got part. Yeah, shut up. I have maternal instincts. I guess we'll do that. So, yeah.
If and you want.
Yes.
Yeah.
Little matriarch in there. I put my daughter, when she was younger, in the path of many different women, strong women, to bam. Mentor her. And some of them have kids, some of them don't. And it's just really, I really wanted not to have to try and be everything for her, because first of all, as you get your child gets older, you get stupider.
Yep.
So that's okay. That's okay. They're supposed to figure out how they are outside of your influence and that. So there's so many women who, thank goodness, that they're there to mother.
Takes a tribe,
mm-hmm.
right? I love playing with other kids, you know, with people's kids, because they go home. And I love being – well, especially once they get a little older, once you're into teenage years, then I'm like, oh, yeah, we can totally communicate. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to talk to you about things that your parents aren't going to talk to you about. Ready? Let's go. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you've got to have somebody for that person to talk to. You've got to have someone that person has a safe place to talk to them about.
Yeah.
Things they're not going to talk to their parents about. I mean, and who knows what you and your parents are going to talk about. You know, it's up to you. It's such a family dynamic that – you have to give those people, those little people, those young minds, a place to go. So
I was always the weird relative. I mean, I look pretty vanilla, but my family's.
They're
restrained. Yes. Well, let's just say. So I was always the, you know, the weird cousin with the, you know, the who didn't shave her armpits and legs and who dressed funny and.
Okay, that is weird. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but I was always that person where, you know, I would look at the little ones and be like, it's okay to be different. It's okay to, you know, to be strange, and it's okay to, you know, act and think how you want. And I was always the one who talked about sex and drugs with the little ones. And I'm not saying to advocate these things. I'm saying you need someone to talk to if you get in trouble or if you have questions, you know, about drinking or whatever. Like my nephews, I'd always sit down at the table. I'm like, all right, we're talking about sex or drugs? And they're always like, drugs! So we would just have a drug conversation about like whatever I had learned recently so I could share that information with them about being safe.
Yeah,
like we have to create these opportunities, and offer them safe spaces.
Yeah, so we I'm the youngest in my family by 8 years. My sister's 8 years older. My brother's 10 years older. I was born on his birthday. And then we had a nephew, my sister's son, born on our birthday.
That's weird.
So we're all August 11th.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy,
it's an
right?
important day.
It's an important day, damn it.
So was mom and dad's anniversary August, September, October, November, November 11th?
I was immaculately made.
Oh, your parents didn't have sex and grind? Oh,
no,
yeah, I forgot.
It must have been through a Petri dish.
He accidentally...
We don't talk about
that. Okay. Yeah. I was going to go bad.
So one night when... But both my two older nephews were in the house with me. My sister was like, hey, I need you to talk about this sex thing with them. I'm going to bed. I'm like, what the fuck? Where are you going? She's like, have a good time with that. Bing. You're the cool aunt. Remember?
There you go.
Need to do these cool things.
Yep.
Like, oh, God. So they're like, what are we talking about? They were teenagers. I'm like, just go get the wine. Get me the wine. My husband's like, hey, what are you doing? I was like, I'm going to talk to him about sex. He's like, good night. See ya.
I had an auntie talk to me about, she came, my cousin was standing there, which I'm surprised he just didn't crumble from embarrassment, but he was pretty cool. They had a great relationship. But she looked at me and she goes, you need to talk to him about masturbation. And I was like, all right, kid, let's go talk about it. A, keep your fingers away from your face because you're breaking out and masturbation is going to help you get rid of all that stress and your face will get better. And he's just like, what? And then we talked about masturbation. And like I've had other cousins like come to me and be like, this is crazy that you can do this. I'm like, oh, why not? I grew up with knowing none of this stuff. And like when you know none of it, you're just like you fumble through and you make a lot of curious mistakes.
Even look at our Barbies and Kens that we had.
Yeah,
Kens.
Right? No genitals.
This is Halloween. Why are we talking about sex? Because everybody's...
Because it could be a good time.
Because everyone's always thinking about
sex. Here's the question. Has the sexy outfit gone away yet?
You mean the slutty Halloween costume?
Yes. No. Always. And it's fine if it hasn't, but I've never... That's never been my thing, which is my own. It doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want, right?
Right.
But, I was hoping that wasn't going to be a thing anymore.
Oh, it's a thing.
It's still a thing.
It is still a thing.
Oh yeah. Still, yeah. It's okay. We're not all from Ferndale.
Because Ferndale's the coolest stuff.
Yeah. It's we're not all Detroiters who are like going to do their own thing and get super creative. Sometimes you just got to go buy one.
Yeah, it's interesting. A girlfriend and I were having an interesting conversation this weekend, and she's. Wow, she's 20 years younger than me. So we live in different cohorts, but we still, inhabit the same space. And she was talking about she's trying to figure out what new feminism is and what it means to be a new feminist. And she's like, these women who are empowered to act her words ish, she's like, they're dressing more slutty and they're more sex positive. And she's not understanding what it is. She's just to me, as she's saying, being more outwardly sexual is just feeding into the society that we live. And I'm like, well, people also feel like they have more agency. So it's really interesting watching her trying to figure out what this means, mm-hmm. And for her, sex positive means being loved for being who she is and not having all this costuming on, daily, not just Halloween. So it's really interesting to watch how younger people deal with feminism and how they don't, how a lot of women are like, I'm not a feminist. I'm just like, oh, that just breaks my heart. Yeah. We fought really hard for you to have these, opportunities. So it's an interesting, it's going to be a long conversation watching this happen as she grows and changes. And so it's your generation basically, so mm-hmm. we need you to be feminist or pro woman. But I mean, I grew up being called a fem-Nazi because I was considered so hardcore about it, but I wasn't. By today's standards, Yeah, not at all. Back then, I was just speaking my mind. And if you dare to do that, you know.
I know. Well, flipping it back to some Halloween-y witchy stuff, the witches, going back in history, one of the reasons that they were persecuted and burned, even going back into England and different countries, is because they were – a lot of them were the healers, the caretakers, yep, unmarried women. Most of them were widows who didn't need a man to take care of her, and she usually had property or something of value. So that was going back to the witch burnings in England and in Europe. It was at a time when it was the last stand of any matriarchal society, and where the patriarchal society just really literally burned them out because they wanted their land and they wanted what they had. And so these were empowered women who didn't need someone to take care of them. They kept their
Heaven
own farm.
Heaven forbid.
Yeah. So now we're flipping it. Now we're flipping it. So Halloween in the Wiccan tradition or in Western European tradition is also called Samhain, spelled Samhain. It's a nice Welsh Celtic word that makes – the letters make no sense. which was the night when the veil is the thinnest. It's usually an astrological date versus a date on a calendar. But we're just going to pick August. It's my favorite month, October 31st. Yay. Hey, high five, birthday month. They picked October 31st for this day because they couldn't get rid of it. They could not drown out this day. When patriarchal Christianity took over, they could not drown out the celebration of Halloween or Samhain or the celebration of the dead. So November 1st is All Souls Day,
yep, right.
All Saints Day. Mm-hmm. So Halloween is All Hallows Eve, so yep, everything that's holy, the eve of that day. So that's, they say that this is when the tricksters come out because we're going to get real, real holy the next day. But they couldn't get rid of it. And so as nice, good traditions go, you can't get rid of something. You absorb it and turn it into something else.
Yep. Nice. I like
and
that.
And it is a fun night. Mm-hmm. It's a fun day. You can wear whatever you want. I'm in my favorite clothes, the clothes that I keep in my closet for years and years and years.
Yep.
That, you know, I wish I could wear more often. I mean, this is my pirate coat.
Beautiful. Seriously, how often can I wear my tutu? Which you really have to rethink that because probably all the time.
You can do wear it all the time.
Yes, you can wear
I'm
that
sorry,
jacket.
We live in Detroit.
Hello, look at that jacket.
I know, but
scroll
it's
every
nice
day.
And warm. But I also don't want to destroy it. Look, the buttons are starting to get bad. I got this in Wilmington, North Carolina, the home of Blackbeard. Actual.
Nice.
Yeah. And
it's a good hefty
found
coat.
Thank
too.
You. It's nice good. And warm. It's corduroy. And I wear it. So I put it on this. I had a long, like, tuxedo duster on. It looked very, very nice. And I was like, screw that. I'm putting on my favorite.
When I have my witch shirt on, too.
I noticed your witch shirt.
We are the witches. We're the daughters of the witches you could not burn.
I love that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No, I believe we should, if you feel like it, inclined, dress up every day. I have fur. Yes, I like fur. And I wear fur to the grocery store. I wear fur any day I want. Like, just all – you think about all the people who – women who have all these beautiful furs and all these beautiful jewels, and they only wear them for special occasions.
Yep.
You only bring out the china when it's a special occasion. There are not enough special occasions. Make every day a special occasion.
No, we still have our china wrapped up in the stuff we got at our
there
wedding.
There you go. Like,
almost
why?
19 years. Seriously? In a few days. Oh, my God. In a few days, I'm going to be married to the same man for 19 years, and I love it.
Yay!
He's such a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
So tomorrow, I want to do a little plug. Tomorrow at Armageddon Beach Party in Detroit, in the Woodbridge community, is, as you mentioned,
should go to this.
All Souls Day. So what
no
we're
way.
Doing is we're doing a community altar. So to celebrate our ancestors, those who've gone before us and those who've yet to come. So you can contribute by bringing anything you'd like to the altar. There will be an altar there. And it's just a matter of us sharing tradition and honoring the dead. And so just a small little thing starts
so
at 7
she
o'clock.
Talks about death.
Slightly obsessed with dead things.
I love this, though, because, and as you were mentioning, a celebration of the dead – so fear is really powerful. Mm-hmm. And when you strip fear away from mm-hmm. things it loses its power, and then you can reclaim it. I mean, why are human beings even afraid of death? It kind of doesn't make sense. It's the one thing
we're
so
excited about birth.
Bleh.
We're so excited about
that. I'm terrified.
Not, not the
opposite
of,
for me.
Not the act of, but that new little ugly human little
wet slimy
maggot thing that comes out, right?
And so many reasons I didn't do that.
We're so excited about it. Nope. And then stop it. And if somebody brought a baby in, you'd be like, oh, look, baby.
Nope.
But then death freaks us out. We all have to do it. We can't get out of it.
I think because we're able to alienate ourselves from it. We don't embrace death at all. We hold our breath. We turn to hold our breath when
you go past the cemetery.
You know,
that's the thing as a kid. And then you count 1, 2, 3. You see how many seconds you're holding your breath.
I still do it.
As a country kid. Yeah.
I still do it.
We did it going through tunnels.
Well, whatever.
You're okay, sure.
I think that's just a you thing, which is fine.
That's great, yeah. No, it was a cemetery thing.
And don't go in the cemetery.
I played in them.
Have you ever gone? Well, you played in them. Have you gone into a cemetery as an adult?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is the most peaceful place in the world. It's designed to absorb your grief. So if you're grieving.
Okay.
Especially if you go into older ones.
Yeah.
The older ones definitely have an aesthetic and a mm-hmm. reason for them, and the reason why they're winding paths. And the ones in Detroit are absolutely beautiful. Mount Elliott.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I learned how to ride my motorcycle there because I figured I could do it without my helmet on because A, no one's there, and B, if I died, well.
Quick trip.
But you're absolutely right. A lot of them have benches for moments of, holding space, water. Trees.
And if you're in a place of transition, it is a great place to go because you can just let it go. Whatever you're transitioning out of, you can let that go. If whatever you're grieving, and grief is not just about a death of a human. Grief is about a death of an idea, breakup of
anything. Yeah.
Loved one.
Pets.
Pets.
No one's going to bug you in a cemetery if you're crying. Guess what? That's what people go there to do.
Yeah. Yeah. So we grieve a lot of things. Sometimes we grieve a passing of time for us. And so it's a beautiful place for it. Grief and death are completely underrated because they're the ultimate transformation. You cannot be the butterfly. You cannot come out and feel your power without letting the things that were holding you back die away.
Yep.
So I get excited talking about it. I was there when my mom died. I was at her bedside and holding her hand. I think that's when her spirit left her body. Her body hung on for another couple hours. It was really weird. But that was the most sacred thing I could ever do. To me, that was more sacred than when my daughter was born. Mm. I bore witness to that. It was a very powerful moment.
Yep. I've been there with two loved ones, and it's... And you're right. You do feel the energy leave mm-hmm. before the body mm-hmm. yep. gives up.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty powerful experience.
It's a privilege.
Yeah. Yeah. To shepherd people out. That's mm-hmm. death doulas do.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have a couple of those in my life. My sister's one of them.
I want to be one.
Yeah. I know people where you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Teachers.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to give you all something.
Okay.
This is an official moment of initiation.
Oh.
You are all now members of the Witches Union. You are all my witches. And I'm going to give you your Witches Union membership patch, too.
What?
This is great.
What does this mean?
So it means, check out the back. So to be a witch, and this is the Witches Union
patch.
Wait,
your hat looks like that.
Oh, that's why I bought it.
We have following commitments.
So pissed.
Ready?
Yeah.
I'll read the first one. You read the next one.
Who?
What? Just go in order. We will be true to themselves, and we would be true to ourselves in keeping with our soul's purpose.
We will be a champion of magical living.
You got the easy one.
Oh.
We'll use magic to better their life and the lives of those around them.
Nice.
Ha.
We'll maintain a badass superhero stance as often as possible.
Hell yeah!
This next one's pretty hilarious. We'll be the keeper of the sacred lyrics of Stevie Nicks.
She was here last night.
Amen.
Yeah, I know.
Awesome.
I wish I could have given this to her. I was not thinking. We'll acknowledge other Witches Union members upon discovery.
Okay, after I say this one, I'm about to just lose it. Okay, we'll watch every witchy movie available. I'm finding one.
Are you?
Yeah, so you have to help me finish because I've been writing it for 10 years.
All right. Okay. I'm in. So I gave you a special Spellcaster membership cards where you can put your magical name down.
Like get a magical name?
Yeah, whatever you decide it to be. I have funny stories about magical names.
I can't use Belinda Carlisle.
And Sabrina's back on the air, so maybe not. So the bearer of this card is entitled to cast spells upon their discretion. Remember, karma's a bitch. Is entitled to a magical experience when you put in the work.
Bing.
Become empowered by taking action. You are the decider. Mm. Street cred when you show this to other witches. They'll want one too. Watch Harry Potter movies even without a child present.
Oh. Done and done and done and done.
And know all the words to any Stevie Nicks song. There will be a test.
Can we do that test now?
That's true.
Oh, la, la, la.
I'm warmed up.
I know.
That is so much fun.
Isn't that fun?
That is great.
I love presents.
Okay. Thanks. So, and then also you ladies inspired me. I have lots of prezzies today. Listening to you last week.
Yes.
I'm just going to cry.
I know.
I love this thing.
Okay. Where'd they go? Here they are.
My mom's going to
So listening to you last week is you have earned your hive magic patch. And this one's for Lisa. Because alone I can go fast, but together we can go far.
Thank you so much.
Do you know that bees are my favorite thing on the whole planet?
I did not know that.
As soon as you walked in, I almost stole that. But, and together we, yes, this saying says a lot too. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Aww. I'll be in your hive. I'm honored.
Okay. Now we're going to hug.
I am too.
And then also you earned your psychic patch.
Talking
about the dead today. Inviting me on the show and everything.
Do we get like a sash that we can wear?
I put them on my jean jacket. I almost went home for it.
We talked a lot about being psychic, and we were going to continue that conversation, but we can do it another time.
And then also the money magic. I was thinking about you guys, money magic spells for sure.
Oh, okay.
Because we all need it.
Well, you know, I have to pay people.
You get one too.
Yay. Oh my gosh.
We've got patches.
These are great.
Mm-hmm.
So. Oh, that is so fun.
Is this fun?
See, aren't you glad you got to come, Miss Christina?
And the Witches Union.
I'm so happy.
Ah, you got
presents.
I got presents. I have a badge.
Aren't they the best? I mean, like, why not? This is our Witchy Scout.
I love it. Badges. So, you know, we have this Facebook Live thing going on right now. And anybody that's watching or if you watch us later, that's great. Let us know what you're interested in hearing about. Let us know if you have questions about what we've spoken about. If you need to find out where you can go get a wonderful new candles, if you want to get into the Akashic Records.
Akashic Records.
Yay.
Join the Witches Union.
If you want to find anything out about the things we've spoken about or the things I just mentioned, please let us know. We communicate. I'm on this little freaking thing all the time, especially for Busted, but also because Bras, Bitches, and Balls is right there on the same program. I'm right there. So I can shuffle off the information to whichever guests you need to talk to because most of them I can get to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is really cool.
If you want to talk to other witches, I do have a Facebook group called Witches Union. So you can just join. Lots of cool stuff. Lots of cool conversations going on.
That is great. We have to learn how to tap into our magic.
It's already there.
It is?
You tap into it all the time.
I do?
Absolutely.
Yeah, sister.
Oh, wow. Look at everything that you've manifested or just when you set your mind to it. So a witch is a title. A witch is a title kind of like an artist or a musician or a friend. And you define what a witch is for you. And basically you earn that title by what you do, what you learn, what you experience. And so we call ourselves that because we want to be one. And poof, you're all witches.
Ding.
I like it. That's just awesome.
You do magic every day, sister.
So do you. I watch you. Making people happy.
It's what we do. And I'm honored to do it.
Yeah. So
call me a witch. I'll take it. Badge of honor.
I'm in the union. These are my witches. So, Operamoto, if you want to go to something really cool on November 10th, the Glitter and Be Gala.
But we'll put the link up to that on the Facebook page. It'll be lots and lots of fun.
Amazing. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming. You're always welcome.
Be careful what you invite me to do.
Yeah.
How many offers do we do a year? 3 to 5?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Is that about right?
Pop-up performances. Our singers are always lurking around corners.
Yay.
So we are doing this show at the Shipping Container on Peterborough in Detroit off the Cass Corridor. And there's all kinds of things happening below us. There's restaurants. There's a coffee shop. There's giant Jenga games, Connect Four, whatever. There's all kinds of things to do down there. Our Rotary meeting is going to start coming here on Tuesday evenings from 5:30 to 7. If you're interested in that, let us know that. Or just come. We don't care. And I think they're doing more and more events here. This is a very interesting creative space. That you have food options, which everybody needs sometimes. But I'm looking at Ellen because I think we should probably vomit spot it out of here. I want to thank the Vomit Spots for still generously letting us use their music. I'm going to get down to the Gulf Coast and hear you again live as soon as I find out when you're going to be doing another show, because I love the 80s punk. It was so fun. So thank you, Vomit Spots. Thank you, Bras, thank you. Bitches, and Balls. Let's have a ball. And remember, everybody, stay a bitchy.
And witchy.